Okay, early in World War II, the Navy placed a wing of aircraft, PBYs and PBM-3s, in Iceland for the purpose of patrolling the waters to assist in convoy escort. It proved that the winter was too harsh for a seaplane, and these planes were later removed to warmer waters. Incidentally, the on another part of this program, we talked about Charlie Hutchins and VP-62 or possibly 63. I'm not sure which one he had, but whichever it was. They were originally based in Iceland and were not successful in the least in the use of the Mad Cat gear. Hutchins, with great ardor, convinced the powers that be that the submarine could work better in confined waters such as the Straits of Gibraltar, and hence that's where he made his killing, which is described in another section. A Navy captain by the name of Dan Gowrie was in charge of this wing. Dan was a pretty cocky Irishman, sharp as a whip. Later on, it was he who, with his Hunter Killer Group, captured a submarine, a German U-boat, which I am told is now on concrete blocks in Chicago. In correspondence with British military, Dan Gowrie observed that when a letter was signed by, let's say, a commanding officer, whereas the U.S. forces always put commanding and with the signature, the British always put the initials of the highest decoration assumed or obtained by that officer. So one day he thought he'd use their same system, and in writing to the British, he signed his name instead of commanding. It was Dan Gowrie, DDLM. I heard that the British even went as far as the State Department to find out what decoration this might be. And they were informed that there was no such thing. That Gowrie, knowing that he played little tricks from time to time, that they should ask Dowrie at the next cocktail party, which they did. So, in typical British fashion, they said to Dan, Dan, my man, we notice you've been signing your letters DDLM, and we want to pay appropriate respect to the decoration. What decoration does this represent? And Dan, with his wistful Irish smile, said, "That's not a decoration." "Well, what is it?" He said, "Well, it's just a title that I have." So he strung them out until finally he said, "Well, I'll tell you, not too many people know this, so you're privileged. DDLM stands for Dan, the Lavatory Man."